We are learning Maseches Beya Daf Yud Omer Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Yud Omer Aleph. We are middle of asking like a stira between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel of our first Mishnah, to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel to other Mishnahs in the first parak of Maseches Beya. In the first Mishnah, Beis Shammai is more makel, and he holds that you're allowed to shecht a chayev oif l'chatchila, even though you're going to have to do kisei adam. And Beis Hillel says, no, you can't shecht a chayev oif. Why not? Because you can't do kisei adam a yontif. So you see, when it comes to Simchas Yontif, getting food for Yontif, Beis Shammai is more makel. And we keep on bringing other Mishnayos where Beis Shammai is more machmir. And that's where there's the stira between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Eli kasha ha kasha. Beis Shammai Omrim. It says in the following Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph, one of the next Mishnayos, Beis Shammai Omrim, ein noit l'versa Eli l'katzav alav basar. Eli is a cutting board that's made special, it's a specialized cutting board made for to smash wheat. To crack wheat. And it's not made to cut meat on it, it's made to crack wheat on it. And so Beis Shammai says you cannot take this Eli to cut basa. You want to use it for cutting board for meat, you're not allowed to use that on Yontif or Beis Hillel Matirim. And Beis Hillel hold it is mutter. What's pshat, why Beis Shammai holds aser? So Rashi here sounds like the reason is because it's a klishim lach de l'iser, it's a muksa. It's a keli used for iser. And even though we know that you're allowed to use a klishim lach l'iser for tzarech gufay mekaymer lahalacha, that's what we hold, that you're allowed to use a klishim lach l'iser for something that's mutter to do on Shabbos or Yontif, but Beis Shammai holds that klishim lach l'iser is also even on tzarech gufay. That's how the Baal Amar learns, that's the Rashi's mashma over here, that's what Beis Shammai holds. Tosis later on says a different shot, that's muksamach v'sar and kiss. That's why Beis Shammai holds this Eli is also, which means something that's specialized things. You only use it for the thing it's made for, nothing else. That's why it's muksa. And then you have the Ran who learns it's uvdin nechol. But like upon the Beis Shammai's machmir and says, you know, you want to cut your meat, you can't slice your meat on an Eli, even though it's simchas yontif. Beis Hillel says it's mutter. So it's a stira. Alma gabi simchas yontif, Beis Shammai lechumra, or Beis Hillel lekula. You see, gabi simchas yontif, Beis Shammai goes lechumra, and he holds you cannot cut on this cutting board, Beis Hillel is mutter. And Raminu, that Hashaykhet Chayiv Oif, Beis Shammai Omrim, they see in our Mishnah, not like that. Our Mishnah says that Beis Shammai is one of more makel than Beis Hillel. You have to switch the Mishnah is over here, Dafir Aleph, of Eli. So I think about Akasha, Mimai, I don't understand why you have to switch it. Dimalohi. It's not similar to each other. Ad Kamlikan Beis Shammai Hasam. The only time Beis Shammai's matter to do a shechita, even though you have to kisei dam, elhecha deikar deka notz. You have a shovel sitting inside the sand, and that's making the sand that's not muksa. There was no problem to make a shechita. Elhecha deleka deka notz, loy. But if there's no deka notz, and it would be a problem of muksa, you would not be allowed to do it. So here also, he holds Eli's a problem of muksa, so it's not, muksa is not mutah yontif. There's no problem whatsoever. And Beis Hillel also is not a stira. You know, I mean, I'd come like Karim Beis Hillel hocha el digatar is clear love. Lamaisa over here, there's a milo that there's a kli by Eli. Like especially if your Rashi learns, there's a kli shemach l'isse, but it's mutl tzarekufa mekaymai. So there's no problem whatsoever. Avahosom by shchita, where there's a problem of kiser dam, which you might by mistake get these clumps of earth and you'll grind them. That's worse, loy. So therefore, it's not doing with each other. Each one has its own set of problems. And here, Beis Hillel says tzarek kli alav. That's the way, if you Rashi, that it's a klishmach l'issa, it's very klishmach taris kli. What about if you learn muksamach sar and kis, what does it mean taris kli? So Taisa Daf Yud Aleph speaks out, it says, Beisil shemat tirim, hainu dafkum v'shem simchas yomtev. So, it's taka, not so posh, it's only a simchas yomtev's mutter, but it's still better than the old time muksa, because the mindset's a taris kli alone, so it's a more cool bigger thing.
You're not
going to say
he's
mutter other klishmach. Muksa, yes, he is. He's mutter. Yeah, for simchas yomtev, that's mutter. That's what he still holds, but and still a better, because taris kli, it's still better. That's how Taisa's learned.
Like a shchita knife, whatever it is.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Mila knife is more brought down. Yeah, the mutter, if it's tzarech yontif, you need a yontif, yeah. So that wasn't a steer. I'm gonna try another steer now. Ela I kasha ha kasha. Beis Shammai Omrim. Also one of the Mishnayos later on. Beis Shammai Omrim. Ein noistim is the ar lefnei ha-darson. When you shech the animal, so you eat it on yontif, now you have skin, you have these hides. Now the hides, you don't want them to get too hard. If the hide gets too hard, it will not be able to be used. So what's the Eitzah? You could put it on the floor and let the people trample on it, and that will keep it from getting hard, and it'll be ma'abed it. It's like the tanning process, which means you stand in it, and you stretch it out, and you make it soft. So if he shechs it today, a yontif, and then he waits till tomorrow, by tomorrow it'll be a rack, and it will not be able to be used. So what's the eitzah over here? So Ben Shami says, there's no eitzah. You can't take the, you cannot take the skins and put it in front of people who trample it. And another lach is, lo yeg be'enuam ken yesh lo k'zayis basa. He also holds that it's muksa, this skin, and you cannot be recalled it unless it has at least a k'zayis basa on it, which makes it not muksa, because it's batl agav the basa. The or, we batl the basa, won't be muksa. Beisil matir, Beisil says you could put the or in front of the trampler, because we'll see why later on in the Gemara. It could be divarta zal hetiru soifai mishum t'chilasa. He's not going to want to shech the animal if he can't at least save the or. So therefore, we allow him to do it. This, but this is klachiyad, and so and it's klachiyad. Therefore, it's mutter. Alma. So what do you see? Gavi simcha yontif. The gavi simchas yontif. He's more mekel. Gavi simchas yontif. Veshamai luchum. Rabbi Sol lekula. Raminua. First mission like that. Shoy chayv oif. Beyomtif. Amra says there that Beshamai is more mekel. So it's tira Beshamai Sol. Amra v'yechna mechalef et hashita. You have to switch the shitas of nois and arlof me'ar darsam. So I'm my no, I can mechalik. Dilmalohi ad kalakam ben shami hasam velhechadika dekanoitz. Only there by the kisei adam where you have dekanoitz, there's no problem muksa. Aval hechad elaka dekanoitz. If there would be problem muksa, would be a problem. So here also, what is a problem of doing ibud iris of tanning hides on yomtiv? So it's a problem. Well, what's the dim into the first mishnah? And the Beisilik said all the other way. Inami yadklakar misil hachal the chazal migzalai. He says over here the ma'isa. This R could be used on yontif because you can eat on it. You can use it as tablecloth. You can use it to sit on while you eat. So therefore, it's something that could be for tzarech yontif. Ava hasam loy, but there not. But there you can't do that. There. There's no heter because of chashash maybe tchina, whatever the reason is. So here it's some bigger. It's here by the R. There's a chance that it's chazal migzalai, and therefore it's not a problem to do it on yontif because I can use it for tzarech yontif, and I'm not doing any mice. I'm just walking on it, and since it's tzarech yontif, so you can hear that it's better. So again, we answer the theory. Now the Gemara will come to the last one, and this, if he's some gerses, it taka sticks. Eli kasha ha kasha. Veishami imrim imesalkim esatrisim beyontif. They used to have these little like moving storefronts that were like these file cabinets, look at a picture like that, with a door that comes off. And what they used to do is, just when it came the morning, on the regular weekday, they had it closed up. It's like a pushcart on a street in Manhattan. And they opened up the door, and they used the door as a table to sell the stuff on it. So on Yontif, sometimes these storefronts opened. I can't buy on Yontif. So Rashi says that on Yontif, you let it buy from a chemedi that knows you, and he'll give it to you on credit. And he just can't say how much it costs. He could sell it to you. So you could have sales. So the question is, are you allowed to remove or put back these trisim, these doors, off these cabinets on yontif? So Vishami says, Ein misakim trisim yontif. You cannot do that. Because he holds his binyam stira b'kelim. And therefore, it cannot be done. It's on yontif. Vesil matirim af lahachse. Vesil says, now you're allowed to take it off. Even let it put it back. Even though that's not shloyo tzairich. And the way Rashi explains it like this, that even if you hold ein binyam stir v'keilim, but ma'is is still a tircha shloyo tzairich, so it's a major chiddush. And the reason why they're matir is because hitir is soifam v'shem t'chilasam. That if you're not going to be able to put back on the doors, you're not going to sell anything, you're not going to be able to, and people won't have simchas yontif. So what do you see? Amagav simchas yontif, v'shamay l'chumra, he says you cannot take off these doors, or v'sil l'kula, v'sil l'smekel. Reminu Asher Chai Beit Biyam Div, the Kashis from the first Mishnah in the Masechta. So Bishlam Beishamai Abishamai Loi Kasha. It's not Shver because Hashem Nikadekanot. In our first Mishnah, there's no Shilas because you have no Shilas Muksa and no problem Kisadam. But Hacha Lekadekanot. Here you don't have any Atayim over here. It's a regular Binyam Mistir Bekalim, and Daddy holds not Mutter Makum Simchas Yontif. Vel Beisil Beisil Kasha Beisil Shver because both places. He's saying by Kisadam is also because of Trina. Here it's also because of Tircha, like Rashi says, or Binyan Stira Kalim. Even if it's in Binyan Stira Kalim, Rashi says it's Tircha. So El Beisila, Beisila is Kasha. It's a Kasha, how is allowed to Stira? Because in our first Mishnah, it's Mimach. Man, here's Mimekel. Rav Yechon, Amach, Lefes HaShita. Switch the Shitas. And Lefi, a lot of Rishayim, the gear says, stops right here. Mechalefes HaShita. That we take a switch the Shitas. And it comes out, Beisham and Masilah are switched. And Tosis is busy with this, maybe. It means all the Mishnayos are switched. It becomes big enough for me, La Halacha, exactly how to learn. But we have a Girsa that the Gemara says, Inami, that you can answer that, no, Dilmalahi, Ad Kalei Kam Beisil Hacham, Shom De'im Bin Yimikalem, Mistir Mikalem. Aval Hasam Lahi. He says, no, that by the first Mishnah, his dam is worse, because there's a Shaila of Trina. But here it's Ein Binyan V'Stir V'Kelem. So what's the issue? There's no issue. So that's why it's not a Stir, that's why it's Mutter here. The only problem is, the Rashi told us, it's a problem of Tircha Shlod Tzarech. And on that, there's no Teretz. That's why the Meram and the Marshal both say, the Marshal says that Rashi is Meduik, he doesn't have his last Gemara, and the Gemara Taka sticks with the Bechalefa Sashita. But upon him, that's what comes up in this Gemara. All the different things that Mekel or Machmem Shem Simchas Yontif. Now we go to the next Mishnah. And this, the Dim will sound familiar because we had a little bit on yesterday's daf when we tried to ask the Stirim. Beshami Oimrim, Loi Yitol Elmkein Anei Abayjim. We're talking about you have a bunch of birds, you have a whole chicken coop of birds or a whole pen of birds, and you want to pick one of them tomorrow for your duck or for your chicken tomorrow. So you have to go before Yontif and pick them out. Why? Because it's muksa. You're going to ask me a good kasha. Daf Beis, we learned by Shami Ho is less than muksa. And for Toysvis and Daf Beis, they're Maskal Dilma that Bali Chaim are worse, and the muksa Bali Chaim Chomer Tvei, muksa v'yoyser. And that even by Shami agrees to. And even Rabbi Shimon agrees, he says, even Rabbi Shimon would agree to it. That's what it says in Toysvis and Daf Beis, that muksa the Bali Chaim is worse. So Beis Shammai says the only way to take care of the muksa is by picking up these birds and saying, these are the ones I want, you know, these two birds I want, and you pick them up. But he still says you don't have to pick it up. But he points at those two and says, I want those two, and that's enough. And the Gemara is explained to Machlekes. So I'll take Gemara. Obviously you have to do this before Yontif. You have to either pick them up if you're Beis Shammai, but still you have to say, this is what I want. Machlekes a brecha rishayna. Rashi explains the derech was people who have yoinim have these doves. What they do is they bring the first two chicks that they hatch. They leave them with the mother for the whole year, and they don't shech them because the mother likes having company. And every month she gives birth again to more chicks. But these two they leave with the mother the whole year to keep her company. So the Mechlekes is a Brecha Rishayna. Beshami Savri, that even if you say, I want those two, Gazrina Dilma Osilam Lucha, you might change your mind. You know, you say the next day, on Yonta, you know what, I feel bad. I don't leave the mother without any companions, so I'm going to take a different ones. So therefore, until you pick it up, it's not really in your mind, it's not a done deal, and you still change your mind. Once you pick it up, you say, this is it, that's it, it's a done deal. But if you just say, I'm going to take those two, you always change your mind. Or we still say, you're not going, you're going to change your mind. But the second group of chicks that are born from this bird, that's for sure enough to say these two that I'm going to take these two. You're not going to change your mind. Why do you have to say, and before Yom Tov, that I'm going to take these two? Lema, why can't he say that Mekan Ani Noitel? He says, I'm going to take two birds from this coop. There's 100 birds there, I'm going to take two of these. And tomorrow, whatever you take out, will be Mavur and Mafreya. Those are not Muksa. Something called Breira. I could tomorrow, it could be Magal and Mafreya. These are the two that were Muksa. I said, I'm going to take two from here. And tomorrow, I'll pick them out. And that will be like a Breira. Chitin, Brasil is a Breira. Maybe Brasil doesn't hold a Breira. But tonight, we'll look at the Mishnah. This Mishnah is talking about Tumas the Mace. The Halacha is a Mace is in a oil. Everything in the oil is Tumas. And not only that. If there's like five doors, all closed, but they have like these door frames. There's space in the doorway. So even in the doorway has its own oil. But as long as it's a door to this place, those doorways, everything under those door frames become tummy as well. That's the halacha. But if I know which door I'm taking it out from, only that door is tummy, and all other doors are tahar. So basically, one door is matzil, saves the other doors. But tonight, let's see the Mishnah and olives. Hameis abayis is a mace in a house. Veloy psachem harbe has a bunch of doors. Kulam tameim. They're all tameim. You don't know which one you're taking it out from. Niftach echad mehem. If one of them was open, who tameim? That's tameim. Vekulam tameim. All other ones are tahar. If one of them gets open, that one's tameim. All other ones are tahar. And right now, we are teaching because we want to do l'kuli amma. That means a kan la'aba. Everything till now is tamei, but now everything comes there afterwards. Only the one that you plan on taking out is tamei. The other ones are tahar. Choshev atzia v'achad mehem. Let's say you decided with machshava that I'm going to take it out from one of the doors, one of the five doors. Or you have a window there that's the size of 4x4, 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. So then that itself is never becomes tummy because it's not one that's tardim. But if I think I'm going to take it out of that door, so that door will be matzal everything else. Matzal is I call up psachim kulam, and only that window will become tummy. Meshami Emrim, this machshava has to be done before the mace got here. Meshami Emrim, who shechosh leitziyoy atchel yodam is mace, before the mace died. Because after the mace died, it's too late. Ubisil Emrim, afishriyam is mace. Basil says, no, even after the mace died, even after the mace died. Now, what do we think Machlekes is? Machlekes we thought was Bebreira. That by Kalim, between the Misa and the Machshava, that Meshami holds, you don't say Hurvadov Mafreya, and therefore Machshava will not work, and everything will become Tamit. And Basil says, no, it works, Breira will work. That means, when it says Choshev Lo Yitzia, it means that it works Mafreya, everything is Tahar. Even though it was after the mace. That's Basil holds. And Meshami holds, no, you don't say Breira. So what do you see from here? Machlekes Meshami Basil, we say Breira. You see, if you make a Machshava after you take the mace, that's the Shaila. Machshava after the mace is here already, is that matzal and everything? So you see, you hold the Breira. You see, you hold the Breira. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So what do you see? You see, Basil holds the Breira. Zogt the Gemara, no. You know your Katayna? And just to speak out again, that on the side that it's Machlekes Breira, so what's on the first line in the Mishnah? It says, Niftach Eches Behem Hu Tamei V'Kulam Tayrim. What do you mean? It sounds like that's a Kuli Amma. What do you mean? Why is Kulam Tayrim? Only Basil holds a Breira, not Meshameh. So that Rashi spoke out, that only means a Kan La'aba. Only any Kalam to come afterwards into those doors will be Tar. Because Breira does not work according to Meshameh. So right now, that's the Mara's Akasha. We said that Basil has to say you have to point out to the boars before the birds before Yom Tiv. Why can't you do it on Yom Tiv and use Breira? And for the Gemara, no. Really, we don't hold the Breira. No one holds the Breira. So what's the Machlekes here? Hitva Allah, I'm a rabba, Lataris Apsachim Mekan La'aba. The whole Machlekes over here is to make it Tar Mekan La'aba. V'chein Ra'o Isha, Lataris Apsachim Mekan La'aba. And it means like this, that if you just have a machshava, according to Meshamai, it won't work even mekan lahaba. That means you have a mace in the room, and then you decide, I'm going to take it out of door number A. So even mekan lahaba, even from now on, all five doors are still tameh, because machshava can't take away the tum anymore. If you have the machshava before the mace comes, then it can decide which door it is. But after it happens, machshava won't work. But the reisha that says niftach echemem, that's a maisa, that will work kuli al makan la'aba, even for Rishama. But the sefer, the machlekes is, avada only works makan la'aba because you don't hold the breira. The machlekes is, does machshava work to be moitzi from the tum?
Machshava works if it's
before the mace. Before, even Vishami works, yeah. But after the mace is here, to be moitzi from tumma, machshava won't work. You need a niftach.
You can do it for future tumas, it's not the moitzi
from tumma. Right, no, once it's chal, that it's something that's metame, you have to take it away. It's a metame already, this door. It's very metame because the mace in the room, it's a metame. To be moitzi from being a metame, you have to do a mice on one of the doors. That's the only way it would work, to a mice. So that's according to this pshat, Rav Eishe's pshat, and Rabba and Rav Eishe's pshat, and therefore it's not a stira to. Rabbi Sil hold that doesn't hold a breira. Rav Amano, loy l'mafreya, l'mafreya. Avada, the mission always means l'mafreya. It means that if you have a machshava even after the mace is here, l'mafreya, this is the only one that's tummy. What if it holds a breira, what happened to the birds, the case of the birds? V'hochayin etayma, dilma metaltal v'shavik, v'shavik. Metaltal v'shavik. V'kaltal medidi loy chazulei. He says, the problem with Sil is, that if I do a Breira, I say on Erev Yom Tov, I'm going to take one of these two birds. And tomorrow, you just pick up two birds and say, that's Breira. I'll worry, and you say, you know, I don't like those birds. I'll take these birds. No, I'll take these birds. You're going to keep the mentality slow to tzarech. Freight thing tomorrow. So, tomorrow's going to ask, like, why would he say Zev is any better? Tomorrow will explain. So Gemara says, "Hani milim erev yontiv, only for erev yontiv, av yontiv aser." Why? Zimn de mishtakis shmeinim chushim chushim shmeinim. Kometal tamid lechazulei. If you pick it up already, if you say, "This is my guys, these two are the guys," you're not going to change your mind anymore because you're not fooling yourself. You know that you don't know which one's the best one. I'm taking these two. But if you decide tomorrow I'm going to pick out the fat one, what am I worried about? I'm worried that I'm going to pick up each one and say, "No, maybe the other one's better, the other one's better," and it'll be metatle chazle. Inami, zivn de mishkaka, kula chushim. Maybe everything will be chushim tomorrow. Vashavak levasim ruim is tzilchaz yantiv. You're not going to take any meat for yantiv. Because you're going to say, none of them are good enough. But if you mevar before, so you're not soymich on like getting the best one. This is what we have. You know, you're already settling. This is what we have. If you point to the two,
so you don't have a problem total every
time. What?
But
tomorrow, that's not the point. Tomorrow, the question is this: tomorrow you might pick it up and not like it. No, tomorrow, yeah, but you say the erev yontiv, all you do is you point to those two. I want those two. Tomorrow you pick them up. So the shaila is, why can't I just pick it up tomorrow and work using breira? Teres is like this: that if you're using breira, then I'm not really convinced that the first two I pick up are the one. So what I'm going to do is pick up the two and feel that it's not so plush, they're not so soft. You know what? Plump, not so soft. I'm going to take another two. Oh, no, that is not plump. Take another two. But if you say before yontiv, these are the two, you're not going to keep on changing. So that's what the problem is. Now, I just want to speak out. So that's a comment that has to be answered to Breira. Now, Tais has a kasha that if we learn the Mishnah and Alois about Breira, so how is it ever possible that kulam tameim? You got to get the mace at one point. If you hold the fear of mace, something called breya works in my freya. So it says if there's a mace in the house, kulam tameim. But we said if you chashav lahitziyah, everything in my freya is tar. So what's the case of kulam tameim? It's never have kulam tameim. The mission starts off kulam tameim. It's not kulam tameim. You got to get the mace out at one point. And for Taisvis, that the case was that you made one teretz is that you made a new door, that would be the case of kulam tameim. So there it doesn't pass to say breira, it made a new door, you dug a new door. Or you never took the mace out. The mace got burnt in the room. You never took the mace out, therefore it's kulam tameim.